Hallmark Channel presents Overlooking a Snowy City. Text: Big Dreams Entertainment presents. Title: Christmas Wishes and Mistletoe Kisses. Credits: Jill Wagner, Matthew Davis, Brandon Quinn, Darby Hinton, with Donna Mills. People add lights and decorations to the outside of a building. Abby holds Mr. and Mrs. Claus figurines in a kissing pose.
It's cute.
Hey, guys, is this too much?
Oh, no. Nothing's too much for Christmas.
I feel exactly the same way, Ham.
Lord,
I'm hopeless.
Tangles garland.
Oh, you're not hopeless. Do you
mind if I just help a little
please,
bit?
Just please.
A little bit.
Okay.
All right. So what you do is you put it deep down inside the tree like that.
Uh-huh.
And then you loop it kind of like a bow. It's gonna almost look like a present when you're done with it.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful.
You're wasting your talent working here. You should be doing interior decorating professionally.
I only do this in my spare time. You know that.
Plus, I love Shady Grove. As a board member, I'm thrilled that my director of programming is so concerned. But as your friend, I really hate to see you waste your talent. Look, if a large-scale, full-time interior design job became available, would you be interested?
She stops decorating.
What, you mean with you?
Well, the Sinclair Family Foundation. My son, Nick, was really impressed with the job you did on my colonial, and he wants to talk to you about doing the family estate. What do you say? Come on, take a meeting.
Her eyes widen.
Come on.
Abby shakes her head and smiles.
I'll sleep on it.
Okay. Have your people call my people.
Festive lights brighten the bustling downtown. A crowd circles a tall Christmas tree that stands outside. Abby weaves her way through shoppers on the sidewalk. A man exits a building and slams into her.
I'm so sorry. I didn't see you there. Are you okay?
No harm, no foul, no broken candy canes.
That's good. Oh, everything is closed around here. Do you know why? It's a business day.
Not in Richmond. This is a Christmas tree ceremony.
The annual tradition of shutting down the entire town just to plug in a tree.
It's a little more than that. You should stay. It's actually pretty magical.
I can't. Wow. Richmond might shut down. Hong Kong never sleeps. Besides, I don't believe in magic. Nice running into you. Yeah.
He walks away. Abby walks past buildings and trees covered in lights as she makes her way to the Christmas tree.
Hey, Dad.
Hey.
Hey, Bob.
Who is that?
Just somebody in need of a little Christmas cheer.
I don't know. It could have been the
Grinch. Is it time yet?
Almost. Come on. Well, there he goes. We'll meet you at the tree, Max.
Her dad grins at her.
What?
I've been your dad for over 3 decades. And I know that I got a secret twinkle in you, like the back of my hand. What happened?
Well, Caroline asked me to decorate the Sinclair Estate.
It's over in Windsor Hill.
Yep.
Mighty fancy.
Mm-hmm.
A job like that could get you written up in a design magazine and maybe restart your career.
I know, Dad. You should see this place. I mean, bones to die for, original architecture, marble floors. Ugh. But I have a career. No, I mean, I have a career that affords me time to go home and eat dinner with my son and go to all of his school activities. I mean, why would I want to give that up?
Do you want me to talk you into this or out of it?
I don't know. But I do know that I want to be there for all the important moments in Max's life. Like you and Mom were there for me. No, that meant a lot to me.
And who says you can't do both?
But no.
But nothing. Take the meeting. Look, Max has a young, very cool grandpa who loves spending time with him. And I'll make sure you don't miss any of the important things. Even if I have to drag you away from those fancy designs of yours.
She smiles.
Anybody ever tell you the best dad in the world?
I think I got a coffee mug or two that reminds me.
She lifts Max in the crowd.
Can I see it now?
Almost.
Three, two, one.
The tree lights up. The morning sun shines over an icy river. Inside a large building, a Christmas village sits on display. Seniors fill the festively decorated room. Abby walks in carrying a tabletop tree for a group playing cards.
All right, Ham. This little guy is all I could find. Hey, you guys are playing without me.
They look at her.
What's this I hear about a job interview?
Caroline told you guys?
Yeah.
Well, you know what, guys? I have not done a job that scaled in a long time, so I'm probably not even going to get the offer. I wouldn't worry about it.
Don't you go there, Abby Fuller. Go home and do your homework. Walk in there with confidence. Show them your passion. Hey, they'd be lucky to get you. Lucky.
Mike, what a coincidence.
You asked me to meet you here at 2:30.
I did? You know, I forget things. Abby, this is my grandson, Mike. He still visits me every week, even though he's a big-time doctor now. And he loves kids.
It's a job requirement. I work at the Children's Hospital.
Oh. Yeah.
Where, fortunately, Granddad, we don't have to put up with this type of scheming and manipulation.
Well, I don't know about that. I have been manipulated by my fair share of scheming children.
You should let him take you to coffee. She's off at 5.
Well, unfortunately, my evening is spoken for by a 5-year-old that is just dying for me to get home and help him with a gingerbread house. But it was very nice to meet you.
You as well.
Here's your tree, Ham.
She points her finger at him and leaves. He exchanges a look with Mike.
Smooth.
At a dining table.
Do you think this is good enough to win the gingerbread contest at Grandpa's Cafe?
As long as you do your best and have fun. You're the winner where it counts, right there.
I know, but the real winner is the chocolate reindeer.
She studies him.
Hey, Bub, you know I have that interview tomorrow, right? Yeah? Well, if I get it, you might have to spend a little bit more time at your grandpa's house after school. You'd be okay with that?
Uh-huh. I like grandpa's house.
I know you do. But listen to me. If there's ever anything that's really important to you, I'll be there, okay?
What about the Christmas pageant?
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
They smile. A neoclassical mansion sits blanketed with snow. Caroline steps into the kitchen where a woman works at the table.
Nick, don't forget you have an interview in a few minutes.
I know, Mom. That's why Kate is here. She has impeccable taste. I know nothing of couches and art.
But whomever we hire is going to be working for the family foundation, not Sinclair Enterprises.
I know. And I promise you, you and I will make the final decisions, okay? But I would like to have Kate's opinion. I'll get that.
Abby stands in the doorway and they stare at each other.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, what are you doing here?
I'm Abby Fuller, the designer.
He squints and shakes his head.
Oh, of course. Nick Sinclair.
Hi.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Abby, oh, I'm so glad you're here. Nick, why don't we meet you in the ballroom in about 5 minutes? I'm going to take Abby on a little tour of the house.
Sure.
Come on in.
Wow. Carol, I could fit my entire apartment in here.
A maid takes her coat.
Oh, thank you.
They enter a paneled room.
The Sinclair estate belonged to Nick's paternal grandparents.
She takes notes.
Nick used to love to come here when he was a kid. He called it the palace.
Whoa, that's something.
Sheets cover the furniture.
So, you can see why we're desperate for your help.
And does Nick live here now?
Oh, he spent the last decade working in New York, but the business is expanding to the southeast, so he came home.
Caroline opens French doors.
And now, the pièce de résistance, the ballroom.
She holds the door for Abby.
Thank you.
They approach Nick.
Now, you just be yourself. He's going to love you as much as I do.
Abby?
This is the senior vice president of Sinclair Industries South, Kate Newhall.
Hi. It's nice to meet you. I'm excited to discuss how we can bring this house up to its full potential.
I can take it from here, Mother.
Oh. Well, I'll just be in the kitchen, then.
Please sit.
Thanks.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I have a BFA in interior design. And after school, I worked for Tucker and Barber.
I grew up with Kit Tucker.
Oh.
I assume she'll give you a reference?
Yeah, she will. If she remembers me, it's just been a while. I actually took a small hiatus from design when I had my son. Yeah. In fact, your mom's house, Caroline's house, was my first job back, really. Well, I did do the Haskins house about a month ago. It was a small redecorating job. But other than that, my references are a bit dated, but they're solid.
As I'm sure you've heard, Sinclair is expanding, and until our offices are finished downtown, we're taking our meetings here.
Which is why the first floor is our top priority.
Right, and I have taken the liberty, and I've done some mock-ups of some potential designs that I think would work well with the history of the home. And I was actually hoping that maybe we could do some seasonal decorating, too, if we had time. Add a little Christmas cheer.
What is with this town on Christmas?
It's infectious. Trust me, it's going to get to you, too.
You'll need to coordinate with the event planner for the Children's Hospital fundraiser that we're having here in the ballroom. All the work in the first floor has to be done before the party.
Not a problem. And when is the event?
It's on the 24th.
Christmas Eve? That's 4 weeks away?
I'm aware. How big is your team?
Well, right now it's just me, but I do have an excellent assistant on standby.
Kate looks at Nick.
Well, the first floor needs cosmetic work. Do you have a go-to contractor?
I like David Barry.
And landscaping?
Oh, I think the yard guys are pretty good. I mean, they just went out of business last year, so we won't be using them. I will find you someone that will live up to your expectations. No problem.
Thank you so much for coming in. If we have any follow-up questions, we'll reach out.
She stands.
Okay.
Abby collects her papers. Kate and Nick avoid her gaze as they sift through paperwork.
I never really actually had a shot at this, did I?
I didn't say that.
Your mom wanted to hire me. You didn't. So you thought you'd give me this pity interview. But you were never actually really going to hire me, were you?
I'm sorry.
I took a lot of time to prepare for this meeting. Time away from my kid. You know, you really want to know what gets me about this whole thing? Is it your grandfather who started this company? He was a mail clerk, working paycheck to paycheck. And now, 60 years later, Sinclair Enterprises is this multi-billion-dollar company all because one thing. Because a banker took a chance on some scrappy entrepreneur who had a vision but no actual expertise. And I would have done a really good job for you guys. But you just didn't give me a shot. So, have a good day.
She hurries into the foyer.
Miss Fuller! Yeah, wait!
What?
You're hired.
I'm what?
You're hired. Look, Kate has her doubts, but that's why she's my SVP. I trust her to be tough.
I'm sorry, can you just go back to the part where I yelled at you and stormed out and then you hired me?
Look, you have a vision, and I admire that. And I like your spunk.
She fidgets and looks at him.
Thank you.
I believe you'll get the job done. Even if it takes a Christmas miracle.
Her eyes widen and she smiles as she steps toward the front door. Lights sparkle in a dark sky. Sign, Filler Up Cafe. Max sits on the floor with Phil.
Well, how'd it go?
Got the job.
Oh, well, this calls for a victory cookie. You want a snowman? Or Christmas tree.
She sits.
Well, I will have the tree. I always feel guilty about biting the head off snowman.
What are you doing, Bob?
We're making ornaments for the pageant.
Yeah, they asked for help, and Max volunteered his family.
We love making Christmas decorations, right, Mommy?
This might be a job for just you and me this year, kiddo.
Oh, don't be silly. I will always find time. This is exactly the kind of thing that I promised myself I wouldn't miss. It's a big deal. I mean, how many of these have we got to do?
200.
What?
200.
She nods slowly, then bites into the cookie.
Give me a paintbrush.
Garland trims a Victorian house. Inside, Abby sleeps at the counter. Phil sets down a cup of coffee and she jumps.
Customers are coming soon. Rise and shine. Ready for your first day of school?
She checks her watch.
Yeah, I'm all packed up. I've got my mock-ups, paint, fabric, swatches, basically Mary Poppins with a measuring tape.
I am so proud of you, Abs. How did I ever raise such a great kid?
Solid parenting with a healthy dose of luck. All right, I gotta brush my hair, comb my teeth, change my clothes.
Grabs the coffee.
I've got a mansion to decorate.
And I get to get Max to school.
Abby wears jeans and holds a box as she tries to open the mansion's front door. She loses her balance as Kate pulls the door open.
Sorry. Thank you.
If that's your idea of professional attire, we're in trouble.
Oh, well, you know what they say. Dress for the job you want. Today, the job I want is moving furniture.
Well, the East Wing is our most public space. Meeting spaces, offices, and an executive suite.
Oh, look at these built-ins. Oh, I love these. Yeah. We get some vintage books. Make it look like a Victorian gentleman's study.
Kate frowns.
Or we could do something modern, you know. Both would work, I think. Just let me know whatever you decide.
You're welcome to use any of the furniture you find in the estate.
Do I get a separate holiday budget, or do you want me to include the decorations in with my estimate?
Decorations?
Well, I just assume since you were hosting the gala on Christmas Eve that you would want to make the rest of the place look a little bit more festive in case guests wander.
I don't see any harm in going the extra mile. I'll come up with the budget and let the event planner know. And this is our office. Nick and I are going to be working here temporarily. Try not to disturb us.
Of course not. Do you know when I'll be able to set a meeting with Mr. Sinclair to go over the designs I have?
Nick's working around the clock to launch Sinclair South. If you have any questions, just come ask me.
Okay. Well, I understand he's really busy, but, I mean, my job is going to be almost impossible if I can't talk to him.
You said you could handle it. Make it work.
Kate taps her phone. Abby widens her eyes and scrunches her nose as she turns to go. She sits on a carpet studying photos.
All right, Nick. I'll be back in an hour.
She sees Nick alone in his office. She shifts her eyes, then stands. She stands in his doorway as he signs papers at his desk.
Abby, come in.
Sorry to interrupt. I was just wondering if I could schedule some time to sit down with you.
I've got 3.5 minutes until my next call.
Right, okay.
I'm all yours.
Well, it would just really help me to know some of your likes and dislikes.
Well, I like clean lines, nothing too fussy, no knickknacks.
Well, here I would have pegged you a knickknack aficionado. That was a joke. Like anything else? Like your favorite color?
I like my furniture sturdy. You know, none of those old-fashioned chairs that make me feel like I'm going to break them just by sitting down.
Right. So you have preferences.
Preferences and 30 seconds.
Look, the more you give me to work with, the better off I'll be able to make this house reflect who you are.
Abby, my mother believes in you, and she is a tough critic. So just do what you do best. You'll be fine.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
She leaves as he reaches for the phone. A theater marquee, Strand, annual Christmas play. Children and adults decorate a stage. Max sits painting a large candy cane.
Mommy!
Hey! Missed you this morning. What are you doing?
We're painting big set pieces.
Oh.
Abby?
Mike gets up from a nearby table.
Hey, what are you doing here?
Helping out with my niece. And who do we have here?
Oh, this is my son, Max. Max, say hello to Dr. Mike.
I just went to the doctor and I got a candy cane.
You better have one.
Oh, man, you know. What in the heck? Let me...
A candy cane appears.
What?
What?
Clean those ears.
What do you say?
Thanks.
You're welcome, bud.
That was good.
I know my granddad can be kind of...
persistent.
I was going to say overbearing and obvious. So if you ever wanted to grab dinner, I eat.
I'll keep that in mind.
Okay.
All right.
We'll see you.
Bye. Well, hello there, Santa.
Oh, this is a nice surprise.
Well, I had my lunch break, so I figured I'd sneak out.
In that case. How'd it go today?
Oh, well, I've barely seen my client, and it seems I keep getting in the way of his highly efficient SVP, Kate Newhall.
What's Nick Sinclair like?
He's imperious. Nice. He's hard to get a hold of. I mean, he acts like I'm just a big nuisance just because I'm trying to do my job. And Dad, I'm telling you, I'm trying to like him because he's Caroline's son. I really am.
No, you don't have to like him to get the job done.
I know that. I know that there's difficult clients that come with the job. I get that. But, you know, here's the thing. I was really excited about this job. You know, I see so much potential in that place, but I don't know what it is. It's just like, ever since I met Nick, I can't get a feel of what that place should be.
I can't imagine trying to turn that giant cold mansion into a place you'd want to spend Christmas in.
She tilts her head and grabs a painted ornament. She stares into the distance. The sun sets over icy water. Abby stands on a vast staircase decorating a tree in the mansion's foyer. Nick walks by and picks up a snowman ornament.
Where on earth did you find this?
Oh, I asked your mom for an old box of family ornaments.
I was 9 when I made this.
Yeah?
I was so proud of myself, too. In my head, I thought I was the next Picasso.
I can't believe you knew who Picasso was. The only artist I knew was Lisa Frank.
I was determined to hang my masterpiece from the top of the tree, but I was too little, so my dad just lifted me up like I weighed nothing, and I just hung it right beneath the star.
You know, you're different when you talk about your family.
He looks at her.
You're softer.
Softer? Babies and puppy dogs are soft.
You are incredibly busy and very important.
Exactly.
He grins.
Right, right. Well, listen, Mr. Important. If you want my best, you're gonna have to work with me a little bit.
You know what I want? I want to not have to think about any of this.
I know, but I just need you when it comes to the bigger purchases. You know, like, I don't want to buy a blue couch if you don't like blue.
Well, I am ambivalent about blue.
See? We can do this as painless as possible. I can email you some links for your approval, or if you get tired of sitting in front of your computer screen all day, we could go shopping on one of your days off.
I don't take days off.
You don't?
Excuse me. Oops. I gotta take this. Sorry.
Kate studies the decor.
Kate, perfect timing. Abby still has a few questions.
What is this? Oh, I actually think that's a reindeer, but you'd have to ask Nick.
When the clients arrive for the gala, they need to see somebody formidable. Important.
Right, okay. So you would like something a little bit more sleeker? Yeah, I could do that. No problem.
Abby, I want this relationship to work just as badly as you do, but there's a big learning curve. And you said it yourself, you've been out of the game a long time, so there's no shame in admitting you're a little over your head. If you want to step down now, I'll make sure Nick gives you a glowing referral.
No, that won't be necessary.
Kate scowls and steps away. Abby retrieves her phone and steps outside.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, kiddo. Just checking in. You gonna make it home in time for dinner?
Nick eavesdrops.
No, Dad. I'll grab something on the way home. Okay.
Late night, huh? How's it going up there?
is there a word that means terrible but worse? Because that's how this afternoon went.
Oh, no, it can't be as bad.
bad as all that.
Yeah, well, you'd be surprised, Dad. I mean, my boss literally just said I was in over my head and that I should step down.
Nick said that?
No, not Nick, Kate, but it just it doesn't matter. I'm just trying to do the best I can, but I don't know how to give him what he wants if he won't give me the time to tell me what he likes. I'm at a complete loss over here, and Kate has made it incredibly clear that I keep making all the wrong choices. Maybe bringing in Desiree will help.
Love you.
Love you too. See you soon.
All right, bye.
The snowy landscape glistens at sunrise. Movers carry furniture from the mansion.
Thank you so much. Oh, yeah, so glad you're here. Once the movers are done, will you check on the painters?
Mm-hmm. Copy that.
Oh, hey, Nick. I would like for you to meet Desiree. Desiree actually worked for me, you were my intern like a million years ago.
Yeah.
So she'll be my right hand.
Oh, wonderful. Nice to meet you. Glad to have you.
Glad to be here.
Excuse me.
She looks at Nick.
So I spoke to Caroline this morning, and we've decided to put all the furniture in storage if you're okay with that.
I am not attached to any of it. If my mother wants to get rid of it, get rid of it.
Okay. Or we could donate it to charity, make someone's Christmas a little brighter.
That's an excellent idea.
Yeah. I'll reach out to Purple Hearts.
Okay, great. Then I'm going to take off on a shopping trip for furniture. Keeping it simple, nothing too fussy.
Great. I'll drive. Where are we going?
What?
Chester Market. Right, Abby?
Yeah, Chester Market. I thought you don't take days off.
Well, I'm making a very rare exception today because my 2 o'clock canceled and apparently my interior designer can't make any decisions without my input. So you've got 3 hours.
3 hours? You act like that's a challenge. I'm a mom. You should be surprised what I can get done in 3 hours. Look.
Snow falls over a town street. They arrive at an antique warehouse.
Thank you. Okay, so, right here, first stop. Hi, can we have 2, please?
Oh, I'm okay.
No, I am not moving any further until you've had this hot cocoa.
Oh, I've had hot cocoa before.
Mm-mm, you haven't had this hot cocoa. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you, it's terrific. Cheers.
Cheers.
They sip the cocoa.
I told you. I knew you'd love it. Oh, I just love when your stand pops up because it means that Christmas is finally here.
Finally.
She starts walking.
I bet you're one of those people that start playing music before Halloween.
Yeah, of course. Come on, leave our coats so it's easier to shop. Oh, love this. I used to have a nutcracker just like this one. My mom gave it to me. She used to love Christmas. Kind of made a big deal about it.
That explains so much.
Okay, so feel free to wander, okay? Because there are lots of fantastic things in here.
Ooh, I'm not sure fantastic is a word I would use.
Okay, look, let me give you a little hint. When antiquing, you need to just reach way down deep inside and pull out what I like to call your romantic spirit, okay? Helps you look at things a little differently. Like that.
She points to a china set.
It's missing pieces.
Well, if you look at it like that, it is. But if you use your romantic spirit, you will see that this is not just a cup. This cup has been at someone's family Christmas dinner for years and years. Think about all the meals that family shared and all of the memories that this one little cup can hold.
I don't think Kate will like to serve dinner on a set of mismatched china for the gala.
Always been so cringy, or are you just trying to antagonize me?
You and all the who's in Whoville.
She turns slowly and scowls.
Oh, what's wrong?
Did you just tell a joke? Yeah, I think that was an actual joke. Oh, serious. Nick Sinclair, he just made a joke. It's like a Christmas miracle. Oh. Okay, come on. Furniture's over here.
He plops in a chair.
I found it. I love it.
No.
He frowns at a cupboard. She opens a cabinet.
I like this one.
Me too.
You like it?
Me too.
And you know what? It's on sale.
High five.
This is good. We're making progress. So we know that you like Scandinavian. You do not like Tuscan. And you feel pretty neutral about the arts and crafts period. But I think the key is to use it sparingly, because there's a fine line between charmingly vintage and 60s vacay in Palm Springs, which is... Which, of course, we could do if you wanted to go full mid-century modern.
I trust your instincts.
Thank you.
What? What'd you spot?
Nothing, nothing. It's just something for another project.
Uh-uh. I know that look.
What look?
That's the look I get right before I close a major deal. What did you see?
This table. It would make the perfect base for the gingerbread house display for the gala.
There's a gingerbread house display?
In my fantasy version of the gala, there is. You don't like it?
No, I love it. I think it's great.
You could host Christmas dinners at this table for years to come. I mean, for me, picking out the pieces that fit into your life, it's a real privilege for me, and I want you to know I take it seriously.
They share a lingering glance.
Let's get it.
What? Really?
Yeah. I mean, I can't promise that I'll host Christmas dinners for years to come, but I can see myself having dinner there, and that's good enough for me.
A woman points.
Hey, you're under the mistletoe.
They slowly look up. Abby smiles softly, and they walk away.
Listen, I would love for you to help us plan our children's hospital gala.
What? Really?
Yeah, well, you clearly love the work. You already have ideas for a gingerbread house display, and your unbridled passion for Christmas is a perk.
As tempting as that may be, I mean, it's going to be a struggle with what I already have on my plate.
I'll double your budget to work with the event planner we've already hired, Walter. He's British, he's a total snob, and you will love him.
Well, I mean, the week of the gala, I would have to have at least one more pair of hands.
I'll give you two.
You're used to people saying yes to you, aren't you?
Only when I really, really want them to.
Okay. Well, then, yes, I will do it.
Good.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come.
Love carolers.
Me too.
Her brow wrinkles.
My dad rented a cottage in Nantucket one year when I was a kid, and he announced to the whole family that we would be celebrating all 12 days of Christmas.
Yeah?
Yeah, and he went all out. He got a real pear tree and everything. Well, I mean, the partridge was fake.
That sounds amazing.
It was. And for 11 pipers piping, he took us to see the Victorian carolers. He even got me a top hat just like that guy.
He tilts his head toward a caroler.
It was... time ago.
He escorts her to her door.
I just wanted to say you first.
I was gonna say thank you, not just for dropping me off, but for giving me 3 hours of your undivided attention.
Well, I had fun.
Max sits on the stairs.
Mom, I'm hungry and Grandpa won't let me eat.
No. I said you couldn't have a sugar drop cookie till you finished your dinner.
Oh, there's the truth. Well, Bub, you know the deal.
Hi, I'm Abby's dad. You must be Nick Sinclair.
Nice to meet you, sir.
Oh, Phil, please.
I'm Max.
Max, nice to meet you.
Max, this is Mr. Sinclair.
You're really tall.
This is true. Yeah.
Kneels.
Is that better?
Max shrugs, then runs.
Oh, man. Sorry, he gets shy around tall people, I guess.
I get it. I'm usually shy around tall new people, too.
Oh, got 2 jokes in one day.
Well, I guess I should be going. Philip, nice to meet you.
Oh, nice meeting you.
Max, nice to meet you, too.
Bye.
Wonderful. Good night.
Good night.
She smiles as she watches him go. Nick steps into the mansion's dark foyer.
Where have you been? You missed 3 calls from Kirk Shipley.
My 2 o'clock canceled. So I went furniture shopping with Abby.
Nick, we're launching in 3 weeks. You can't just go running off like that.
It was only a couple of hours, Kate. Besides, I recruited Abby to help us with the gala, so it was productive.
You should have hired a real firm, not some woman who's obsessed with Christmas that your mother took a liking to. I have Ryman and Champion on standby. I'm gonna see if they could take over from here.
Kate, I happen to like the Christmas trees. It's a nice touch.
Kate stares blankly as he walks away. Abby sits at home with her feet propped on the coffee table as she works on a laptop. She stands. She steps on a toy as she walks to the door.
Oh, Max. Hi.
Miss Abby Felbert?
Yeah.
Stop, please.
She carries a box to the sofa and sits to open it. She reads the enclosed card, a reminder of Christmas past. Thanks for today, Nick. She separates the tissue paper and lifts out the nutcracker she saw in the shop with Nick. She gazes at it and smiles. Snow falls outside the Victorian home. Inside, children decorate gingerbread houses. Abby kneels next to Max.
Miss Caroline, you gotta come look at my house.
Okay.
Mike arrives.
Hey.
Hey.
Thanks for the invite.
See that?
Oh, smells like my childhood in here.
Hold on. Did you make that out of gingerbread?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's my Abby. She never could resist decorating a house.
Yeah, it's a bit of a compulsion.
Nick arrives.
Oh, look. They made it.
Abby moves to the door.
Excuse me. Hi.
Abby.
What are you doing here?
Hi. This is Walter Fabian. He is our event coordinator for the gala.
Nice to meet you.
I know it's the weekend, but since we're all here now and my weekdays are full enough as it is, Walter and I were hoping to steal you away for a moment to discuss the gala plans.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yes, absolutely. Just right this way.
She points to a photo on his tablet.
Is that figgy pudding?
Well, of course. It's Christmas Eve. Our mains are brined turkey, roast goose, and a glazed ham. Because Kate insists that Americans consider pork holiday fare.
Well, Kate would be right.
Mm.
It's perfect.
Well, I do rather have good taste, don't I?
You do. Okay, this is what I'm thinking. We keep the table simple. It's all about the food. Gold platters, sprig of holly or two, no linens. We could do those sugar glazed cranberries in little crystal bowls. Give us that winter sparkle.
We are going to be great friends, you and I.
Yes, yes, we are.
She glances at the kids.
Abby, my dear, thank you for your time and talent. I'll get started on these ideas right away, and we can pick up it on Monday.
Thanks again, Walter.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
She motions to the table. Nick follows.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Thanks, Mom.
I think we know where he gets it.
Oh, Abby, I got a patient here in dire need of your attention.
No. Okay.
Hey, how you doing? Mike Acosta, Abby's friend and sometimes gingerbread cookie mamer.
Pleasure to meet you.
All right. So, Hugo is touch and go there for a little while, but I think he's going to live.
You are a miracle worker. Amazing.
Well, I'm gonna head out. I'll see you Monday.
Okay. Bye.
Nick lowers his head.
<That's> remarkable. It's amazing. I'm gonna actually put it on my mantle.
Kate stands over a desk.
How was your weekend, Kate?
It was good. Did you have a productive weekend?
Yeah. Yeah. I met with Abby, Walter, to discuss the gala details. Have you ever made a gingerbread house, Kate?
No. Why?
He glances away.
No reason.
They look up. Nick finds Abby on the attic floor.
Oh. What? Are you okay? What are you doing up here?
No, I'm...
Oh, goodness.
Thank you. I'm fine. Oh, your mom told me there was more Christmas decorations up here, so I made the horrible mistake of standing on that chair to try to reach a very promisingly labeled box called December Essentials, which apparently was code for office supply.
Guessing my grandparents moved most of that stuff to the boathouse.
I'll check out there.
Okay. You're sure you're okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Oh, thank you for the nutcracker. It's really nice.
It was nothing.
No, it wasn't nothing. It was kind and considerate.
Hey, I've got a few minutes. I could take you to the boathouse if you like.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
They walk down the driveway.
Oh, the sky. Big storm's coming in.
Yeah, it's freezing. Hope it snows.
Yeah, you're gonna get fish.
They grimace at the wind.
Oh, come on.
Down here.
They dash into the boathouse.
Snow days are only fun if you're a kid and they call school off. If you're an adult, that means canceled flights and driveways that need to be shoveled.
No. I disagree. I think snow is fun no matter how inconvenient it is.
Of course you would say that.
Well, it's the truth. You know, the Christmas before my mom passed, there was this massive snowstorm. It was so amazing. Me and my whole family, we went outside in the yard and we were building snowmen and we had a snowball fight. It was so much fun. And, well, that happened to be the last Christmas that we had with her. But, you know what made that Christmas so special?
He shrugs.
It was the snow. Yeah, it was like magic. And you know, it has not snowed on Christmas Eve since. And I ask it to every year. And it doesn't.
Well, for your sake, I hope it snows. Mm.
For the gala's sake, I hope it doesn't. Here we go.
They dig in a box.
All right. Oh, that's cute.
What's this?
What? What is this? Is this your dad's?
No, unfortunately, my father never did Christmas again after Nantucket. He just got too busy working. This would be my mother.
I could totally see her in that. Great Santa's helper.
Oh, yeah, you have no idea. Every Christmas Eve, she went all out. I mean, she left carrots for the reindeer, cookies for Santa. In the morning, they'd be gone, and there'd be these soot footprints leading from the fireplace to the tree.
They share a lingering gaze before looking away.
Well. Yes, Kate. I need to take this.
Yeah, sure. I've got a few boxes to go through.
Yeah, so. Okay. Ashley, going. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
Are you okay down here?
Yeah, totally.
All right. You know, you're gonna get cold. Take my jacket.
No. I'm fine. I'm not even cold.
No, I don't believe you here. Please take it. Yeah.
Thank you.
He watches her as he moves toward the door. She smiles and looks at the coat. The Strand Theater. Sign, annual Christmas play. Abby and Phil sit making paper snowflakes among children.
I'm pretty good with the scissors. I do say so myself. Show off. So how's work going?
Good.
Your worry wrinkle's giving you away.
There might have been a moment.
What kind of moment?
Like a lingering, eye contacty kind of moment. Nick and I are looking for Christmas ornaments, and the next we're hiding away from the snowstorm in his boathouse, enjoying each other's company.
Well, that sounds nice.
No, it's confusing. I mean, on Monday, he's a distant workaholic, and then on Tuesday, he's nice and thoughtful and warm. I mean, I don't know which version of Nick I'm decorating for.
Well, I'd wager they're two sides of the same person.
Of course. He's just being a people person.
On the other hand, it's those lingering eye contacty kind of moments that are always worth exploring. And I would never advise you to get involved with someone you work for. But...
Well, I mean, technically, I don't work for Nick. You know, I work for the foundation. But that's not the point. The point is he's not even my type.
Well, your mom would say it's important to find someone who makes you laugh and who can take care of you and who will let you take care of them.
Yeah, well, Mom had it easy because she found you early on.
Abs, you have so much left of your heart to share. Maybe it's time you get back out there.
She nods slowly as he looks at her.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're right, Dad. I'll be right back. Dr. Mike? Sorry.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Listen, do you still eat?
I do, yes.
Thursday night?
Yeah, it's a date, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, good.
Okay.
I'll see you then.
I will see you then.
Okay.
Yes, looking forward to it.
She turns away, smiling. She holds a measuring tape.
Okay, let's see. Well, these windows aren't standard, so we're going to need custom panels.
I'll go give them a heads up. Let them know we need a rush order.
Okay, thanks. Oh, can you bring me those vintage books? I want to start dressing the shelves in here.
Sure. Just tell me where they are.
Sorry, I thought you were Des.
Yeah, it looks good in here. You made a lot of progress.
It still needs a lot of work, but I feel like I'm breathing life back into it.
Are you sure? Okay, I'll let them know. Thanks.
What? Bad news. The painters are coming from Norfolk, where the snow's already started coming down, and they're not going to make it today.
Are you serious? Okay, well, we've got to get the garland hung up in the ballroom. That's not going to work. If that's not done by tomorrow afternoon, Walter will be behind.
Well, then I guess we're hanging garlands tonight.
So sorry. Thank you.
Well, I know crisis management when I see it. Good luck.
Thank you. Okay, listen, Max's Christmas pageant dress rehearsal is tonight, and I promised him I would be there. I have to be there.
Oh, we'll get this done in time. I'll go get the ladder.
Okay, thanks, Des.
Des stands on a ladder.
This place is going to look like a winter wonderland if it sticks around long enough for Christmas. You know what, though? I think that maybe you should get on the road. I don't want you to get stuck here.
What? I can't just abandon you here. There's still so much to do.
Oh, yeah, you're fine. You know, you got home safely, all right?
Of course. Thanks, boss.
Nick strolls into the ballroom as Desiree leaves.
All right in here?
Hey. Yeah, well, you know, I hate to admit it, but I think you were right about the snow bringing more headaches now that we're adults.
What's wrong?
Max has this Christmas pageant rehearsal tonight and in about an hour and a half, and well, clearly I'm not gonna make it.
Well, why don't you go home?
I have a schedule and a job to do, so I'm gonna do it.
He slips off his coat.
Yeah.
He looks up at the tree.
What are you doing?
I'm helping.
She hands him an ornament and stares.
What?
I've never seen you out of a suit jacket.
They both smile. She climbs a ladder.
And the final touch, the mistletoe. Got it.
It actually feels good having contributed to my own home.
Right? Yeah. Thank you so much for helping.
It was not a problem.
Checks her watch.
I'm gonna make it.
Yeah, before you do, you've got a pine needle in your hair.
What?
Yeah, here. There you go.
Thank you.
She looks up at him. He gazes into her eyes.
I should.
Yeah, get going. Yeah, make sure my help wasn't all for naught.
Yeah, thank you again.
Yeah.
He creases his brow. Nick joins her outside, where she trudges through deep snow.
Do you have a snow scraper, shovel, maybe a magic sleigh?
I have a car, four-wheel drive in the garage. Come on, I'll give you a lift.
Coming to my rescue yet again, thank you.
Sign, Strand. Max runs from backstage.
Places in 5 minutes.
Bob?
You look perfect.
Hey, Max.
You remember Mr. Sinclair? Got me here just in time for your rehearsal.
Is that for me?
He holds a candy cane.
Thank you. I'm gonna take off.
What? No, you don't want to stay for the rehearsal?
No, I really should get going, you know, before Kate puts out an APB on me.
Okay.
Enjoy the show.
Bye.
The sun glows in the winter sky. Abby stands outside the mansion.
Okay, Christmas lights. I want to light the entire pathway if possible.
What color preference?
Definitely white. Keep it classy.
Wonderful. Just like your hair today.
Abby has a date tonight. Oh.
And you're wearing that?
She looks down.
What's wrong with what I'm wearing?
Absolutely nothing. I'm sure it's very comfortable.
Well, thank goodness I was prepared for tonight and brought backups.
Backups?
I know it's been a while since your last date.
She stands on the stairs in a flowing dress and boots.
Gorgeous.
You don't think it's too much for a first date?
Where are you going?
Aurora Borealis.
You're perfect.
Nick strolls into the kitchen, where Walter studies some glassware.
Have you seen Abby? I wanted to compliment her on our deck chairs.
You just missed her. She was running late for her date.
Nick stops. He steps closer to Walter.
Date?
It's when two people who are mutually interested sit down over a plate of food.
Yes, I know what a date is.
The doctor of hers is taking her to Aurora Borealis.
Never heard of it.
Oh, it's a seasonal pop-up eatery that raises money for the food bank at Christmas.
Yes, well, I'll have to check that out sometime.
He leaves Walter writing in a notebook. A string quartet plays in a festively lit restaurant. Abby sits across from Mike at a table for two. A server brings the wine. Abby fidgets.
It's beautiful in here.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I used to volunteer with decorating. Yeah, before I had Max.
Nice. Thank you.
Oh, I love the violins.
Yeah.
Kate talks on the phone in Nick's office.
We look forward to getting that email. Thank you, Aaron. Bye. McManus wants to move forward with the merger.
I knew they would. Great job, Kate. You know what we should do? We should go celebrate over dinner. There's a new restaurant that I just heard all about. God, get your coat. Let's go.
Okay.
He holds the door.
Come on, we've earned a break. Thank you.
They step into the Aurora Borealis.
I've always wanted to try this place, but December's just such a busy month.
Oh, I'm not surprised. You never take a night off.
Yeah.
She sees Abby.
Oh, is that Abby?
Is it? Let's go say hi.
Thank you.
She follows Nick to the table.
Abby! Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
I thought you guys were working.
We are. It's a working dinner.
Oh.
Mike looks at Abby.
Sorry. Mike, you remember Nick St. Clair.
Yeah.
Mike is a doctor at the Children's Hospital. And this is Kate Newhall as SVP.
How do you do?
Hi.
They're actually hosting the Children's Hospital Gala at the Sinclair Estate this year.
That's right. Yes. Well, we appreciate your support. It makes a big difference. Are you guys waiting for a table? You're more than welcome to join us.
Oh, I don't want to be necessary.
You know what? I think we'd love to.
Great.
Yeah, grab two chairs. Thank you. Dr. Mike, I would love to hear all about where the gala money is going.
Yes, of course. Always happy to chat up our big donors. That is why I'll never hire another nurse named Patience. Occupational hazard.
I guess it's a good thing Desiree's name isn't Holly.
Winter.
Carol.
Speaking of Christmas, you should come to the gala. After all, you are heading up one of the trials we're funding.
Yeah, I'd love that. Been dying to see Abby's latest project. You should see how she transformed the community room at Shady Grove. Oh, I'm sure it's remarkable. Abby is an artist.
Mike nods.
Well, I'm sure it takes talent.
You know, Abby isn't just picking curtains. She's reading people, learning who they are so she can transform their house into a home. It's a real gift.
Abby smiles.
Thank you.
Kate lowers her gaze and frowns.
Well, that's nice. I happen to think Abby's pretty special, too.
Kate smirks. Abby shrugs. Max lays coloring on the mansion's dining room floor.
How come you have to work on a Saturday?
I know, working on a Saturday is no fun, is it? But look how big this house is. I've only got 10 days to decorate it.
She turns to Des.
All right, so this table is here. Now we can finally start decorating this room. I got a small tree for the corner, lights for the windows.
I'll find them. I think they're in the guest suite.
Okay, awesome. Thanks.
Max hears Nick's voice and smiles. He finds him in the kitchen.
Want to see what I drew?
I absolutely would love to see it. What is this? Is this my house?
Yep, and it's got a lot of Christmas trees for Santa.
Max?
And I added a hockey ring so we could skate.
That's a great idea.
Oh, okay. Show and tell's over. I am so sorry.
No, that's okay. We don't mind, do we, Kate?
Kate tries to smile.
Miss Caroline! Oh, there's my favorite friend that I knew would be here today.
Abby, I'm absconding with your son.
Oh, no, you don't have to do that.
Come on, it's my pleasure.
Sorry to interrupt, Nick, but can we go? The first band is here.
Van?
Walter insisted that we have live music. I suggested a DJ, but then he looked at me like I just personally fired the little drummer boy.
Kate, I know my timing's bad, but the hospital just called, and they need some time-sensitive information about the gala, and I'm just not very good with those kind of details.
Oh, I'm happy to take care of it. Nick, as long as you're okay evaluating the music?
Oh, well, Nick can't possibly hire the band all by himself. Why don't you jump in there, Abby?
Oh, well, Max.
Don't you worry about Max. Max and I have a very special, very secret Christmas mission planned, don't we?
They high five.
All right, here we go.
Bands take the stage.
Thank you. We'll be in touch.
Well, that was,
excruciating.
That's great.
If we hire them, I'll get sued for ruining the Christmas gala.
All right, do you guys have any requests?
What's your favorite Christmas song?
Well, that's easy. Can you play I'll Be Home for Christmas?
She stands and sways to the music.
Oh, I love this one. This was actually my mom's favorite song. Every time it would come on, my dad would just grab her up in his arms, dance with her. It was a bit like this, but it was romantic.
Nick stands.
Oh, you want to dance? Okay. So, what's your favorite Christmas song?
I'd have to go with the 12 Days of Christmas.
Aw, because of the carolers on Nantucket?
Good memory.
Well, how could I forget? I mean, it's the first time I mentioned Christmas and you didn't get all grinchy on me.
Oh, I wasn't that bad.
You were so intimidating when I went in for that interview.
He grimaces.
If I remember correctly, it was you that yelled at me.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry about that. But you still hired me. Are you sure you made the right call?
No. You might be right. This might be a terrible mistake. Call the whole thing off.
Not a chance. You stuck with me.
They continue dancing, then break apart. Abby claps.
Great. Oh, I have to go finish the den. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Nick turns to the band.
You're hired.
He follows her.
Oh, my keys.
Mr. Sinclair, want to come see Santa with us?
Whoa, you're going all the way to the North Pole?
All the way to Market Square.
I can't believe you guys are going to go see Santa without me.
You're kidding, right? We have a call with Bob McManus at 6. Yeah. Hey, Bob, Mr. Sinclair's busy. He's got to work, all right?
I haven't seen Santa in years, and he and I have a lot of catching up to do. I'll tell you what, I'm going to join you, all right? I'll meet you out of the car.
Okay.
They step out, and Kate turns to Nick while he slips on his coat.
What am I supposed to tell the McManuses?
A call is just a formality. The deal is as good as done. You know that, Kate. You can handle it solo. This is your opportunity to shine, and I'll just follow up later and iron out all the minutiae. It'll be fine.
She watches him go, then shrugs. The sun shines brightly over the snow-covered town. Nick and Abby hold coffee cups and watch Santa sit with kids in a courtyard.
And what does Abby Fuller want for Christmas?
Well, I would hope for Max to be happy and safe. I would love for this gala to go off without a hitch. I'd like crystal ball to tell me whether this whole decorating thing is something I should be doing or if I'm just wasting my time. And while I'm wishing for really impossible things, I would like for it to snow on Christmas Eve.
Like the last Christmas you spent with your mom.
Yeah.
He smiles.
How about you? As a man that has everything, what does he want for Christmas?
Just my two front teeth and a hippopotamus.
No, I'm serious. Really? What do you want for Christmas?
He looks into her eyes. He grabs his phone.
Jesus
Christ.
Hi, Kate.
He scowls.
What? You're kidding me. Okay, yeah, I can be there in 18 minutes. Just buy me some time. Yeah. Okay, bye.
What's wrong?
The McManuses. Calling an emergency meeting, so I have to go.
No, that's okay.
You okay?
Yeah. Bye.
Yeah.
Nick stands in his office.
The McManuses have been chasing me for months, and now they're just gonna walk away?
I might be the SVP, but I'm not a Sinclair. They didn't like being passed off.
I wasn't passing them off. I was just...
He shakes his head.
You're right.
He purses his lips.
I should have been on that call.
He looks away.
Hey, we still have a horse in this race. We'll turn it around together.
It won't happen again. I promise.
He frowns. The mansion sits under the night sky. Abby approaches Nick's doorway.
Hi. I left some of my fabric swatches here, so I thought I'd just come in and see how you are.
I'm fine. Thanks.
She watches him as he sits at his desk.
Nick.
Not now. Okay.
She stares blankly, then backs away.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Abby.
She turns around.
I'm sorry. I'm not upset with you. I'm upset with me. You know, a deal I've been working on for 7 months is crumbling in my hands because I've allowed myself to get distracted. If this merger falls apart, I'll be forced to do layoffs a week before Christmas. I can't allow myself to be selfish. I'll have people's livelihoods on the line. I'm sorry. I just can't allow any more distractions.
She nods gently.
Okay, I get it. I'm almost done with all the decorating, so I'll just make sure I stay out of your way. Okay.
He blinks as she leaves. He frowns.
No, you're an angel, Jess. Thanks.
Kate looks at Nick.
Okay. You know how Bob McManus is a huge Caps fan? Well, I pulled some strings and got him box seats to the next home game in exchange that he will come to the gala so that you can show him that you're more than just your father's name and that you actually care about this merger. And I know it's midnight.
She holds champagne.
There is cause for celebration.
She sits across from him.
Why don't you look happy?
Do you have joy in your life, Kate?
Sure. Every time I close on a high-stakes corporate merger.
You sound like my dad.
I'll take that as a compliment.
He smirks as she opens the champagne. The morning sun shines over the mansion's porch. Kate walks with Desiree.
The gazebo's still waiting on Christmas lights, right?
Yes. The groundskeepers promised they'd be up by the end of the day.
Okay, good.
And I finished staging the bathrooms. When you smell the chestnut soaps I ordered, you're going to give me a fat Christmas bonus. I wonder when those two will realize they're perfect for each other. They're both complete workaholics with no sense of humor.
Nick has a sense of humor. But you're right, they're perfect together.
That's my personal favorite.
Okay, so we should get started on the study.
Okay.
Yeah.
She glances back at Kate and Nick. Later, she shares a glance with Nick through a window until Kate approaches him.
You have to listen to what I have to say. Okay. This is bigger than we could have ever even dreamed.
With Carter stepping down, we can acquire PHP as early as next spring. Maybe even February.
You really do love this stuff, don't you?
Of course, don't you?
He turns back to the window and Abby's gone.
Yeah, of course.
Sign, Strand. Abby and Phil watch from backstage as Max steps to the front of the stage wearing a colonial hat and vest.
My great-great-grandpa Fuller came to America in 1896. He was English, and they invented mistletoe, which is used during Christmas time for kissing, which is gross.
He bows his head, then turns and runs into Abby's arms.
Good job. Ham!
Hey.
I missed you.
My grandson tells me that you're doing a really great job at the Sinclair place. And we're all real proud of our Abby girl.
Aw, thanks, Ham.
All right, come on, Gramps. Let's let Abby and Philip have a little family time. And we'll see you tomorrow for the gala.
Yeah. Right.
Abby.
Bye, Ham.
She watches them go.
Worry, Wrinkle. What's up?
Nothing. It's just, I mean, Mike's perfect, you know? He's got the perfect career. He's got the perfect family. He likes kids.
Yeah.
We get along.
But,
where's the spark?
Maybe you left that spark up at the Sinclair estate.
No. Nick made it very clear that he doesn't have time for sparks. And that our relationship is strictly professional, so. Anyway, after the gala tomorrow, we won't have a relationship at all.
She looks up at Phil and smiles weakly. Caroline sits drinking coffee in the mansion dining room as Nick sits across from her. She watches him as he studies his phone.
The Christmas gala's tomorrow.
I'm aware. Thanks.
And it's Abby's last day.
He cuts her a sideways glance.
Something bothering you, Mother?
I just don't get it, Nick. You and she were getting along so well, and then all of a sudden, nothing.
Our friendship was taking up time I didn't have to give. I need to keep my priorities straight.
Well, maybe your priorities are all wrong. You know, you always pretend as though your father wanted you to follow in his footsteps.
Then what do you want?
I want for you to be happy. I want for you to think about yourself for a change. Think about what makes you happy.
His forehead creases.
I need to get going. We have to do the final walkthrough.
He gathers his things, then pauses to look at her. He frowns as he gets up from the table. Chandeliers and candelabras sparkle, and a festive centerpiece sits on the dining table.
Can't believe it's the same room. It all looks so great.
Thank you. Well, I wanted to restore it to its original glory. You know, when you were a kid, when you used to call it the palace. You know, bring it back to being a home, not just a house. Kind of like I believe your grandfather would have wanted it.
Oh, wow. I mean, you really thought of everything.
Mm, Well, I tried. There is still one more room. This way.
He follows her.
And finally, we have your office.
Oh, wow. Impressive.
He looks around at the antique furniture and festive garland and then points to the corner.
Is that what I think it is?
He lifts a hat from a table. On the wall behind it is a collage of childhood photos and a caroling program.
You remember it? Incredible. Where did you find all of this stuff?
Well, I actually asked your mom if she remembered the name of the carolers from your Christmas on Nantucket, and she had all of that stuff.
He sets the hat down and steps closer to her.
So, do you like it?
I love it.
He looks into her eyes and leans closer.
Thank you.
They break apart.
We should go, Nick. We have drinks with the Phelps in 20.
She looks around the room.
Oh, this looks great, Abby.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Nick turns back to Abby as Kate leaves.
It's wonderful.
Glad you're happy.
They share a lingering gaze before he walks away. Guests fill the ballroom.
Oh, Christmas tree,
wow.
Your leaves are so
magical.
Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, your leaves are so unchanging. Not only green when summer's here, but also when it's cold and clear. Oh, Christmas tree, your leaves are so...
Nick was right. You are an artist.
Thank you.
Abby, you won't believe it.
What?
I've already run out of your business cards and I ordered 6 boxes. Everyone's dying to know who the Sinclair's decorator is. You're a hit.
Are you serious?
Yes.
We'll get us some champagne.
Okay. Really?
Really,
really. You did it, Abby.
Oh, no. We did it. And you know what I've been thinking? I think it's time I turn this decorating job back into a career. I need some help. To come and work for me full time.
I've been waiting for you to ask.
Yes!
They hug. Abby wanders through the crowded ballroom. She sees Caroline and links her arm through hers.
I really hate to toot my own horn, but I was absolutely right. You're a genius.
Aw, Caroline, I ever thank you for letting me do this.
Nothing to thank me for. You did it all.
You know what? I guess I just had to trust my gut.
She sees Nick.
It's been so long since I've seen my son look that happy. And I don't think it's the Christmas spirit that's giving him that glow.
I think you're reading this all wrong.
Am I?
Yes. Yes, I am hopefully getting ready to be swamped with work, and he's got his own business. I mean, it's not logical.
Well, love rarely is, you know.
I am not.
Oh, I know that look. Mother, what are you gloating about?
I was just complimenting Abby on her beautiful work, and I was hoping this event might clear up some things once and for all. Like, you need to listen to me.
Well, you were right, Mother, as always.
I'll leave you two alone to say fabulous things about me behind my back.
Abby smiles.
Oh, well, she was right. You did a beautiful job. And you look beautiful, too.
You look beautiful, too. I mean, what? No, you look handsome.
Thank you. Thank you. Would you like to...
Claire, there you are. I've been thinking about our branding strategy. Do you have a moment?
He looks at Abby.
See you later.
Sure. Excuse me.
Her smile fades as he walks away. Desiree mingles in the crowd. Nick and Bob reach for champagne.
Bob, thanks for giving us a chance. I have a feeling this is the beginning of a great partnership.
I'm looking forward to the merger, but right now I'm looking forward to trying some of that figgy pudding.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Kate smiles as she approaches Nick.
We did it. Great work, boss.
He looks away.
Are you okay? You seem like you've been on another planet all night.
Sorry, I'm just distracted.
It's okay, I understand. Tonight was a big night for both of us. We both had a lot on our minds.
She smirks and walks away. Max tackles Nick's leg.
Oh, hey there, little man.
The house is cool, but it still needs a hockey rink.
That's true, but I like it so much better now that your mom made it so nice.
My mom is nice.
She is, isn't she?
There's a Christmas village.
He rushes off. Nick's smile fades. He sees Mike and Abby dance.
Don't look, but he's watching.
What?
Abby looks over his shoulder.
I think it's time to admit I never really had a chance.
She shakes her head.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Honestly, I get it. But I do believe it's time to make him jealous. To have my pride, you know. Follow me.
He dips her and Nick frowns and walks away. Kate stands with Walter.
The band is keeping the dance floor quite busy, and the atmosphere, thanks to Abby's decor, is festive.
I can't wait to do the final tallies and see how much money we've raised for the children's hospital.
Kate, you're so marvelously competent.
I hope Nick feels the same way. I have a proposal for him tonight that might just change his life.
Proposal?
I've never been a woman to wait around for something I wanted. Oh, Abby.
Hi.
I'm so glad to run into you. I am first to admit I was wrong. You have done a wonderful job with this place.
Wow, thank you, Kate.
Do you happen to know where Nick is?
Yeah, I think he went to his office.
Perfect. Excuse me. Mm-hmm.
Walter edges closer to Abby.
If she doesn't hire me to plan the wedding, I'll be furious.
She blinks.
I'm sorry?
Kate's proposing to Nick tonight.
Are you sure?
No, she's not a woman who waits around for the things she wants. Her words.
Abby's mouth hangs open and she slowly turns her head. Nick stands in front of a blazing fireplace and Kate approaches him with a glass of champagne.
We have some things to toast to.
Yes, we do. A lot of that has to do with your hard work, Kate.
She tilts her head.
I wanted to talk to you about our partnership.
Okay.
He gestures for her to sit. She leans toward him.
I love the work. Do you?
Yeah, of course I do. It's my father's legacy.
You're working to live up to something, but do you love the journey? Do you enjoy chasing new deals, new clients? Or is there something else? Someone else that you'd rather be chasing?
What are you getting at?
I have a proposal for you. Make me CFO. Cut back your hours at the office and let me do some of the heavy lifting. We can do so much more than just live up to your father's legacy. I want to build on it, and you want a different life, a life with Abby.
He smiles softly.
Is it that obvious?
Well, at first I was a little frustrated by it because she kept pulling you from our work, but then I felt empowered to make decisions on my own. Once more, I have worked really hard for this company. I deserve a promotion.
He sets his glass down, tilts his head forward, and looks her in the eyes.
Done.
Really? That was a lot easier than I anticipated.
Yeah, well, it was easy because you're right. My father taught me that real leadership meant hiring smart people that we trust. And I couldn't ask for a better partner in this.
Just wait, Nick. I'm going to take us international by next Christmas. I have so many ideas.
Thanks, Kate.
He hugs her and then walks away smiling. She turns to see Mike approaching.
Mike.
Hey, Kate. Couldn't help overhearing.
Sounds like you have a lot to celebrate. Would you like to dance?
As a matter of fact, I would.
Nick runs outside and stops Phil on the walkway.
Mr. Fuller, have you seen Abby?
He scowls.
She's gone.
What? Where can I find her?
He shrugs.
She took Max home.
Okay.
A little fatherly advice? You're gonna need a grand gesture.
Nick raises his finger, then rushes away grinning. White lights twinkle outside the Victorian house. Sign, Santa, please stop here. Inside, Max snuggles with droopy eyes next to Abby on the sofa.
Is Santa here yet?
Almost, bub.
His eyes widen and he sits up.
Did you hear that?
Hear what?
He looks out the window.
Mr. Sinclair?
Her brow creases. Abby steps onto the porch. Nick stands in his tuxedo with a string quartet playing in the gazebo behind him. He smiles as Abby approaches slowly. She looks around.
Where's Kate?
Probably celebrating her promotion, I imagine.
She glances at the gazebo.
What is this?
This is a grand gesture. I tried to hire a snow machine, but you'd be surprised how difficult it is to get one to come out on Christmas Eve.
Why are you here?
I'm here, Abby, because I can't imagine spending Christmas without you.
I don't know what to say.
She looks up at him.
Nick, you've helped me to understand what I want out of life, and I am really grateful for that. I want to be a great mom, and I want to be a great designer, but I also want to be a great partner to somebody who is going to be there for me and Max.
I am that someone, and I realize that I've had this all wrong, and that there is so much more to life than just being lost in one's work. You asked me what I wanted for Christmas, and it's you. I want to be with you.
She smiles and jumps into his arms. They kiss with the lights of the gazebo twinkling behind them. Abby slowly raises her head as snowflakes begin to fall. She rests her hand on his chest and he looks into her eyes.
I got everything I asked for Christmas this year.
He leans in and kisses her. She turns to look at the gazebo and smiles. He hugs her and kisses the top of her head.